Tom as well. Thank you, Michael. It's John with us now.
Okay.
Hi, Michael. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good, thanks.
Excellent. Happy Friday, huh? We made it to the weekend.
Yeah.
So, Michael, JR, he sent over some information. Catch up to speed here a little bit. I see you've been in business for quite some time. Take my hat off to you on establishment, sir. There you go. Talk about time flying. Yeah.
Now,
right. So, Michael, I want to make sure we can get that brand exposure you're looking for, generate the quality of calls that you're also needing to have here. So you're looking to target, is it both residential and commercial work within about like a 20-mile radius? Is that right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it depends on the, you know, the commercial work. I mean, I won't take everything, but,
okay.
You know, if it's something that's attractive to me, I'll take it. I'll be interested.
Most definitely, and that's something that we can help you with because we can actually target specifics, right? Specific areas down to zip codes, counties, cities, and even narrow things down to whether you want to do residential only, commercial only, or both. So sky's the limit with that, right? Again, Michael, I want you to get the wrong idea. All the calls will come directly to you. It won't go through a third party or a middleman. Nobody touches your customers. They talk to you directly, okay?
Okay.
Now, we are month-to-month, no contracts. You don't pay per call, click, job, lead, nothing of that nature, okay? Right now, we have a veteran special going on right now, so it drops the pricing down quite a lot, especially with JR. He put in an additional promotion for you, actually, on top of that. So I'm sure you're going to love the pricing. Before I dive into that, though, did you have any questions regarding onto the program itself or how things work in general?
No, I'm pretty familiar with it.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, who doesn't
I've
use Google?
I've been approached
right?
many times, and you know, I've had my website for, I don't know, I think I got my first website back in, like, 2008 or something, 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you had it for quite some time.
Was a different website, but, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I was going to say, I'm looking at the website right now, and it looks amazing. I wouldn't touch it. I mean, you have everything right
really?
There. Honestly,
I got all kinds of people calling me, telling me that my website sucks.
You know, everyone was going to say that if they want business and stuff. But honestly, you got your things here. It's straightforward to the point. You even have your testimonials, and that's one of the main things that customers love to look at is to hear from other customers.
And that's not even close to all of them.
There you go. So one thing is, you know, testimonials is big, but you know, as you know, being on Google, I see you have a Google business profile already. You're you're verified already through Google, so you don't have to go through that all over again with us. We're a premier partner
right.
with Google. So we make sure that your business is one of the top recommended options, whether regardless if they know your business name or not. So if they say, or on Voice Alexa, or type one on their phone or computer, it does not matter. If they say any of the services you provide, and as long as they're within your areas, you will be one of the top recommended, not only on Google, but other local directories in your area too. We don't want you missing any opportunities, but at the same time, we don't want your phone blowing up. We want to make sure it's quality calls coming through. And that's where we use those keywords in that area, okay? Now, as far as your pricing, sir, jumping right to it here for you, it is month-to-month grandfathered in for the life of you being with us, so the price will never change. With the discount, it drops it all the way down to $249 month-to-month. Additional cancellation fees, hidden agendas, additional fees on top of that. But let me stop there. Michael, based off of pricing, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting?
Well, that certainly is interesting.
Okay.
What does that do for me and how soon does it do it?
Sure thing. Okay, so I didn't get to go over everything that it includes. So what this includes, obviously getting on the first page of Google, your local directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, even Apple products. Like if you went to Google, Apple, then it's a different type of directory. We want to make sure you're still being listed there as well. Now, not only that, you'll have a tracking system to see the fruition come to play for yourself. We don't want you taking our word for everything. We want you to be in full access to everything that we're doing and seeing everything yourself there. So we call it the dashboard. You can see the calls coming through, keywords being used on Google, and you could change out those keywords if you wanted to yourself, okay? But let's say you're too busy. You're like, John, I'm getting overwhelmed. I need some help adding a new picture or a testimony on Google. By all means, we have an account management team that will help you out Monday through Friday to go ahead and do that for you. Okay, we're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We want to make sure we have good communication to make that happen.
No
extra charge. Everything I'm talking to you about is all included in your package. Let me ask you this. Are you doing any type of social media for the business, like Facebook or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason for that, or are you just trying to, like, eh, not for
me? I did Facebook, but I haven't been on Facebook since 2018.
Okay.
I just don't like Facebook, and I did it, and I had it on there for maybe a month. I got no calls, no response, no nothing. And
really?
So I just decided that it really wasn't for me.
Okay. So I respect that because
not
Michael
that
Hooper.
Not that I'm saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying it wasn't for me.
I understand. Yeah. I'll put it this way, Michael. I have a business of my own, right? And personal use for Facebook, I don't use it at all. Actually, I'm not a fan of it. But for my company, in the local areas, people love to talk, especially different types of, it just depends on their age demographic as well, too. Like, you know, what's the customers you want to attract is your most. But Facebook does magic. It really does so much that the pricing doesn't change if you use it or not. It can be included if you want it to. The reason why we say that is because we'll develop a Facebook business page for you. And what it does is it's all connected the way we use it. If your customer's in the area, and let's just say, I'm not sure if you even do this, but let's say you do exterior painting. They type exterior painters nearby. They see your company, and they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads will pop up on their feed with a click to call you directly from there as well. So it's just reminders saying, hey, listen, you were looking for a painter nearby. Michael's the guy to call. Click here.
Okay.
And it works magic. So that's why we say, hey, listen, if you don't have it and you want it, it's there for you. So that's included in your package as well. Yes, sir.
Yeah, mostly what I got was people, talking crap and just not, I just didn't like that whole vibe.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
But
again,
anyway, we'll take that as it comes. Okay.
I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. So that's all offered. And I did Yelp for a while too. I mean, not very long. And it was basically, when my ad came up, so did like 50 other ads.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's kind of, I don't like that, because, who am I promoting here? I'm paying
right.
to have other people's ads on my thing.
I totally agree. Yeah. So actually we're aware of this type of stuff because we've been around for coming up on our 19th year now. We have 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction, and we have 11,000 companies we're working with throughout the U.S. All right. So we're definitely well diverse and we're confident. When we say we can help your business grow, and I'm looking at it right now, I know for a fact it can do well. It's just a matter of making sure we're tailoring it to your business so that way you're not just getting bombarded with regular calls that are wasting your time. We want to make sure the quality calls that are coming through that you do want to put your time towards because it'll make you the most profits. That's important. It's not important about how much money you're spending. It's about the availability and making sure you're getting a return on your investment. All right, so that's what we do. We are a results-driven company here. Every single month, we're going to work our butts off to make sure we earn your business. How we do that is by communicating with you. So when it comes to that Facebook stuff, hey, listen, if it's there and you want to use it, great. Our team will keep that up to date, add new promotions, testimonials, pictures, however you like. As long as you communicate with them, they'll do that. But we won't do stuff without your permission, obviously. It's your company, right? Now, when it comes to your directories, though, before, back in the day, Google worked was like, oh, you build your ranking system so to get to the first page by having so many directories and get your name out there so much. It's not the same. Actually, having on all directories can bring a lot of spam and robocalls, and we are aware of that. So it's completely up to you if the directories you want to list on, but we want to make sure we're hitting the ones that are actually going to get you some real calls. Now, Yelp can be a hit and miss. I mean, me personally, I only use it for restaurants, to be honest. I don't know. But, I mean, to each their own. If someone's going to reach out to you through Yelp, then why not have it on there, right? But we're not going to be – again, we don't charge per lead or anything of that nature. We want to make sure you have the freedom of choice to say, hey, listen, I want to take these calls, and I don't. Cherry pick as many as you like.
Okay.
So, Michael, so far what you're hearing and what I'm hearing, I guess I can say, is this is something, you already have a web presence. You have a presence through word of mouth and all this. But having you're listed on the first page of Google can really boost it in a way. Not just, like I said, to get a lot of calls, but we can work together to make sure that you're getting more quality calls that are going to bring you most profit. If I was to ask you, what's the most profitable service that you provide that brings you the most money, what would that be?
Oh, geez. I don't know. It's like the whole house remodel, you know, like when somebody wants to do a, you know, to remodel their, you know, like I do a lot of Airbnb. I mean, people uh-huh. come into town. You know, I have a Airbnb, it's not a presence of mine. It's the presence of projects that I do. And mm-hmm. these have usually have been passed from owner to owner that says, you know, who did your remodel? And they, you know, they say, well, Mike Berryhill did it. And so, you know, I just finished the Airbnb, and about a month before that, I finished an Airbnb that was right down the street from the one that I was doing that was brought on by the one, the bigger project that I just completed. And then,
nice.
You know, I've done quite a few of them. And, so, you know, those are the ones that seem to bring the most money. And it comes fairly fast because most of these people are very decisive. They want to get the project up and running as quickly as possible. And
there
we seem to be able to do that. So.
All right. And so with that example right there, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually worked with a company not too long ago, actually, that joined our family here. And they're not in your area, obviously. We wouldn't be able to talk. But they're in Florida. And they were telling me the same thing. You know, they do a lot of remodeling and things like that for Airbnbs, mostly, actually. And I was, like, blown away by that, how crazy that's really booming in that sense. So it's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So if I was to tell you, we can go ahead and focus primarily on those specifics, right? Airbnb remodels, just mm-hmm. even bathroom, kitchen remodeling, things like that, and put everything
right.
as like almost like a secondary. Still have it there, you know. That way, we can make sure the calls that are additional coming towards you, you actually want to spend your time with. You know, if we could do that,
right?
But put your name out there, be one of the top recommended options for those customers that call you when they need you,
right? And
at the price
and
of $249.
Bath and kitchen remodels have been my specialty for quite a few years. You know, I mean,
there
we
you
do a lot of those more than anything else. And, but they're, you know, they're short projects, and as far as the profitability, you know, they're not as big as a whole house remodel. They're not
right.
as, you
well,
know,
of course
we don't
not.
Have as,
yeah.
we don't have so much, as much going on, so the profit is less, but still, it's a winner for us because we've been doing it for so long.
Right, yeah, and don't get me wrong. Also, don't forget, too, I mean, this is not just going to get good for generation of new work. It's also good for, I would say, customer experience. Think about a referral. If I was a referral and a friend said, hey, John, this guy Michael, he is the best. Take a look, give him a call. I don't have his number. I'm like, all right, I'll take a look at him later. Where do you think the first place I'm going to look? I'm going to say, let's Google them, right?
Right,
everyone
exactly.
says it. And it's at that moment, and I'm like, let's say if I don't remember, I'm like, man, I forgot his name. I forgot the business. Let me see if I can find him by just typing in bathroom remodeling or Airbnb remodels. Boom. There you are popping up right there. I'm like, oh, that's him. Let me call him right there.
Mm-hmm.
That experience right there makes everything. Can make a break. They might even find somebody else. If you're not there, they're going to find – Google's not going to put nothing. They're going to put someone there. And that's a missed opportunity. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? So this is something that
right.
can really help your business grow in the way you need it to. And right now, we are only looking for one company. I'm not sure if JR told you that earlier, but it's a strict
yeah,
Google policy. Okay, yeah. So you know I'm not lying, man. If this is the honest truth that we take very serious. We don't want to spread leads out, and we're not even allowed to if we wanted to. That way, we give you our undivided attention to get the max results you're looking for.
Okay.
So if we could go ahead.
What was the price again?
Yeah, it's only $249 a month.
And
not a dollar more than that.
Do I have to pay for the whole year up front?
No, sir. Actually, it's month to month. Although, if you're looking to try to do like three. We do have specials different. Like I have to look though and ask permission for it. Are you looking to do more month to month, or do you think you want to do more like a 3 month consecutively type of deal?
Well, I think for right now, just until I get a feel for it, I wouldn't want to do anything more than month to month until, you know, and after like 2 months, you know, it's not working for me, or a month it's not working for me, then I could say, hey, look, you know,
right.
I mean,
I'm
pretty savvy when it comes to like right now, since we just finished two projects, my theory for my business is that if you don't have projects that are committed to before, well, generally by October, you're not
going
to have anything committed to until January or later.
Right.
And
yes,
that's something that's very real to me. And
okay.
So I don't see, like right now, if I was to do this, I don't see, unless it's an Airbnb who somebody's, you know, ready to move and they're ready to go, which is possible, and they're not concerned about messing up their bathrooms or kitchen,
right,
because it's a rental and they want to prepare it for the season, which is, you know, cut in here in Palm Springs area, it's going to be in the first part of the year when people come into town, they want to stay for a month or 2 months. So.
Yes, sir. I agree.
I mean, I got two Airbnbs right now that are both rented for the entire month of December and January.
There you go. Okay.
You know, and that's what's real to me. And that if like the average homeowner is not going to just go, well, you know, it's 6 weeks or so till Christmas, and I think I want to remodel my kitchen and not have a kitchen for Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know?
Right. Okay. I follow you, Michael. So this is something we could definitely help you out with. We'll definitely go over this. It doesn't take no more than 10 minutes here. I'll make sure to keep it at month to month. I'll put it in writing through invoice on your email and through text. That way, even after payment, I stay on the phone with you. I don't like playing that phone tag thing. You know, I want to stay on the phone with you so you can see it for yourself. That way, if you had questions in there, then, or concerns, you can address it with me right off the bat. And two, we use, we call it a voice verification, where it's a secondary form of protection, I'm going to say, for you. And that way, everything is under recording, even the pricing. I even tell you how to go ahead and cancel if that was the case in the future. But knock on wood. I mean, we want to run your business for a long time. That's how we do well. And if I got
really, really super busy and I couldn't handle the work, then I would probably need to pause something, you know?
And that's a great point you brought up. We do have that option available. You'll see that in your paperwork as well, too. We have seasonal holds. You can pause it, but please, please, please make sure you communicate with our team to let them know to do that. Because we can't read your mind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's important. Okay. All right. As long as you promise me on that, we're all good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. So, Michael, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Just like it sounds, Berryhill.
All right. Burlington. All right. And then also, what is the best email I can send the info to or invoice to as well, too?
Michael@goproremodel.com.
Okay. Remodel.com. And then, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 8212?
It's the only number.
It is the only number. Okay, perfect. And then, answers my question on that one, the next one. The business name, though, I have a... like two different ways, and I think it's because the website, I don't know, I saw like two different websites maybe, but I have it as MB Construction, though. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that makes
sense. And it's also MB Construction, and there's it's mbconstruction@howes.com. MB Construction Palm Springs @howes.com. So that's a website that I have, too.
Interesting. That's probably where I was a little confused, because I saw the other one, the GoProRemodel.com. When customers are looking for your company, or do you want them to show which website? You want to pop up both? Or you want to – because your Google business profile shows one most of the time. But you'll see
yeah,
the
both
other
of them
too.
Because
okay.
Because I get people searching on house.com and they come across my site and then they call me or they you know, they're specifically you know they find me on Google and then they call me but it's the same phone number it's just different
okay.
different platforms you know.
Interesting. I love that. I think that's honestly, this is one of the, very rare when I hear that on this type of deal, but I think that's smart to be honest. You know, some people will get afraid. They're like, oh, I might generate traffic to the wrong thing. I'm like, no, you're still generating traffic. What are you talking about?
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Traffic,
all right.
Traffic to me.
Yes, sir. So now, Michael, I want to make sure I have this because we do everything by the book here. I do see you have a Google Business profile and you don't have an address on there. We can keep it that way, but I do need to have a
yeah.
physical address for Google itself here. What would that business address be?
79887 Memorial Place. It's not the Liliana Street. That's the old address. It's not even, I took the address off because I don't want people driving by my house. So.
Oh,
79887
yeah, well,
Memorial Place, La Quinta, California. 92253.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And again, yeah, I'll make sure I put
was,
note again not to put that in there for anyone to see. Okay, so you have
yeah,
my word
and,
on that one.
And,
okay.
what it was is I just, you know, I had that address for a while and mm-hmm. I didn't want people driving by and, but when I moved across town and Google, you know, when I went to change it, they wouldn't let, you know, I had to put my physical address in and it was a nightmare because I didn't want people, you know, seeing an address different than Palm Springs. I wanted people to think or to believe that I, you know, I was a resident of Palm Springs.
Right.
The deal.
I like that.
You know, I did.
Yep.
I lived in Bermuda Dunes. I lived in La Quinta, and I just didn't want, you know, people looking at it and go, well, this guy's from Bermuda Dunes. And I don't know if you know where Bermuda Dunes is, but
yeah.
it's, you
yep.
know, it's 20 miles away from Palm Springs.
Right. They make decisions off those little things just like that, though, you know, and,
yep.
and it's just like, nope, he's too far. Nope. He'll probably charge extra for the drive, or, you know, things like that. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's very strategic of what you're doing, sir. I applaud you. You're definitely on point with everything here. So let's go over very first thing is your hours of operations on Google. I show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Do you want to keep that
right.
the same? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't like getting a bunch of calls on the weekends. And
yeah. I hear you. And they usually call anyway. What time
yeah.
you put to.
Yeah, right. They call me on Sunday afternoons.
Yes, sir. Now, far as, did you want them to be able to email you as well when they contact you, or do you want them to just only be able to call you?
Well, they can email me. I mean, if they
yeah.
can go off my website.
Right.
They can go off either house yeah. or the other one.
Okay, perfect. And I want to make sure for the areas, you said you wanted to keep it like a, you know, pretty local, like 20 mile radius. You want to keep it like that? Cause it can go up to 50 miles if you need it to, but I mean
no,
it doesn't
no.
seem like you need that, but yeah.
Palm Springs, you say you know the area, Palm Springs?
I've been there on vacations, with my family and stuff. So it's been about 15 years since I've been. I'm gonna say.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
Palm
yeah.
Springs is like an island. We have a valley here, and
yeah.
outside of the valley, the closest spot would be Yucca Valley, and that's that's about 25 miles away, 20 miles
oh, okay.
away. But
oh,
it's
yeah.
it's like, you know, it's too far out, and the next
yeah.
Closest place is like Banning or Beaumont, and that's another. I mean, that's completely out of the area. So
right.
what I want to do is Palm Springs is on one end of the valley, literally up against the mountain. And then if you go through the cities, it's Cathedral City, Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, La Quinta, Indio, and Coachella. And this kind of like in a bowl. If you draw a big bowl and you just draw one city
yes.
from east to west, west to east, that's how it works. And so you go 20 miles outside of, Palm Springs, you're like on the side of a mountain or you're out in the middle of the desert somewhere, and there's no cities like a regular city like LA or something where you can really expand, because if that was the case, then I would go for it. But I just want to stay located in these cities, and so, you know, people can locate me from, if you look on the map, like I said, if you go from Palm Springs to Indio, that's where I want to stay.
Okay. No worries. I have it. And these guys know what they're talking about. So here's the next thing is, I'm putting everything in here. In everything I put, I know, as you can tell, I'm pretty knowledgeable of this stuff, but I don't make the magic happen. Our team is going to be the ones that's making the magic happen for you. Now, it's very important that I give you their number, or everyone's number here, right? It's voice activated, so that we always have someone available for you. So I'll give that to you in just a second. But I also want to make sure they introduce themselves to you. Go over in further detail, just in case if I miss something, or if you want to add something to this, it's all included in your package. I don't want you to feel like you're married to anything on this, okay? I want to make sure that you understand that we're very flexible of adjusting to your needs. Now, it is kind of late in the day here for our team here, but on Monday, do you have an hour window to speak with them? Just for them to go call you within an hour.
Yeah, I'm kind of incapacitated right now with a bad back, but it would have to be like in the morning before 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Yep, we're with you. So we're in Fountain Valley. So let's go with, I have an opening early. Is 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.? Up to you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to set it for 8 to 9. How about that? Right in that range?
Sure.
What I'm going to do is send you an email as a Google invite, and I'm going to send that same Google invite over to our team. So that way, all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they will hit yes on their side, just to show you that they're committed. Okay. So give me two seconds. And that way, you actually have another form of contact for me. Okay, Michael? So it's going to be from jseo@localsplash.com.
Let me know you want me to write something? You want me to write something?
No, first, email first, and then I'm going to give you this phone number with it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so I need to get on my email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
It should come from jseo@localsplash.com.
Yep.
Do you see something like that? Yeah, perfect. And once you pop that open, in there should be a spot where it says yes, no, or maybe. All you need to do is hit yes. That's it.
Okay.
Perfect. And then once you did that, let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you the phone number.
Well. I tapped into it. Let's see. This is a calendar.
Yep. Actually, you're all set. I already see it on my side over here. So you're good. You did great.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next part here is the phone number. I want to make sure you have a way to contact everybody here. Okay. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So it's 877. 635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay.
Perfect. That's it. Save it as local splash, like local in the area, splash like a splash of water.
Okay.
Perfect. I just want to make sure you have that number, because I will repeat that in the voice verification part I was telling you about, as far as, you know, everything being recorded as protection for you, because that's the number you'll need to call as well, too. I'm going to tell you how to do that. Now,
okay,
I do have...
635-6225.
You got it. Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay.
Anytime we call in from here on out, we'll be calling from that number, and we'll set up a security question and answer. Okay. Now, we will never give out your answer. We will only ask your security question. That way you know it's us calling in, and we know it's you that we're talking to. Okay? As long as you don't forget your own answer. Okay.
No, I won't.
I laugh about it because I actually had someone that did forget and they got locked out of their account. It was hilarious. So, but I knew it was them. All right. So next thing is here. I have pretty much all the most important services, but let's make sure we have it in a little bit more of the first three in order of the most importance to you. I got Airbnb remodels, house remodel, like full home remodel. Is there a third one?
Full home remodel.
Okay.
Yeah, and kitchen and bath specialist.
Perfect. Kitchen and bathroom specialist. Perfect. Okay. I'm putting those first. Everything else I kind of got from the website as well, too. You know, plumbing. I got paint, interior, exterior painting now. I just want to make sure I put this stuff in the order that's important. That way, you know, we keep to our promises here. Yeah. So, all right.
Right.
There's that. And put this here. Okay. Looking good. All right. So I'm sending this to our team, and I just want to make sure, because I kind of cut out a little bit earlier. I have a last name. It's Burlington, right? The street, like Berlington. Is that right?
My street?
No. Your last name. Your last name.
It's Berryhill. Berryhill. Berryhill.
Oh, Berryhill. Oh, wow. How did I get the other one there? Oh.
I don't know.
I'm messing up here, man.
Things are always happening. Every time I say my name, people do something. All right.
No, you're good. That's my fault there. I'm glad I asked, though, you know. I don't beat around the bush here. I'm like,
that's good. That's smart.
All right. So we got everything here. I'm going to go ahead and get started for the voice verification part. Now, that's where everything is recorded. I'm going to ask a few questions in the very beginning here to, you know, just to verify you, obviously.
Okay.
If you have any questions, any concerns, you stop me in my tracks and you ask away, okay? Because that's what I'm here for.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Just making sure. Here we go. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MB Construction.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Berryhill, owner, general contractor.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. So that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier here, Michael. I want to make sure after this recording, we'll set that security question that we're not falling for any of those traps out there, okay? It's very important that we keep it very confidential. All right. I'm going to continue.
All right.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And the last question is, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 10th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, Michael, I just want to make sure I put everything in there as protection for you, okay? So
that's fine.
The next part here. Yes, sir. Keep to my promises. I don't forget them. Okay. That's all we're good for. So far as your security question. You can choose any 3. You can make up any answer. Just don't forget it. So we have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, perfect. And remember, this answer, we will never give it out, and it will never change either. So What would that answer be?
Trixie. T-R-I-X-I.
That is awesome. I'm sorry. I have to say it. Yeah. All right. So
it is.
I'm gonna... All right.
I was so like 3 years old.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You know, pets are family, man.
That's a long time ago, man. That's like 69 years ago.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. So I put that in there. That won't change here. And, again, we will never give that answer out, okay? So you won't hear us say that.
Okay.
Michael, on the last part here, for the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
No, first and last name.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same address, the 79889 Memorial Place? Or is it Billy?
Yep.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, Partners Pass, Discover?
It's going to be a Visa card.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. I need to look at, turn on my light here. Yeah, 4145-1200-4177-0037.
All right. And the expiration date?
It's 127.
Okay.
And the CV number, whatever that is?
Yeah.
Is 194.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying, I want to make sure that I refresh the account a few times just to be sure that it doesn't change the regular pricing, because I don't know if I told you, but our normal pricing is $5.99 a month, and that comes with a $2.99 setup fee. Yeah, so you got this at a deal, and it stays that way. So,
and that stays that way, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm refreshing a few times.
Increase like double or triple in the month.
Never, no. So that's why we have it on the recording, too. And after
okay.
this here, I'm going to make sure my last promise is to stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Stay on the phone with me, okay, because I want to make sure you
okay.
see it. All right. Now, let me know whichever comes first.
CV number, can you read that back to me?
Oh, it's processing through. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I just wanted
okay.
to make sure I gave it correctly.
It went through. It went through, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I guess I did something right here.
nice.
But let me know when you get either a text or an email. Whichever comes first, let me know so I can
yeah.
walk you through to see your breakdown, okay?
Okay. Well, I've got my email up right now, so.
Perfect. Okay. And it should, when the email comes through, it'll be the one to pop open as, it'll say local splash initial invoice. Let me know once that comes to you.
Okay.
Should be sending.
Okay, that's, they both came in like simultaneously.
Technology, huh? All right. So once you open, or however it makes it easier for you, if you want to do the email, it'll both be the same.
Okay.
And in the email where it says initial invoice, there's going to be a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Awesome. If you click on that, there's a breakdown of everything that we have to offer, plus if you ever decided to upgrade your package or anything of that nature, you still there's the short descriptions of those as well, but please promise me you'd let me know before you do anything like that because you have such a good discount. We can apply that to the other packages if that is the case in the future. Okay.
Okay.
I want to, yeah. But you could read through it carefully. And once you go all the way through, I'm going to be here with you. Once you see that everything's in there, at the very bottom, everybody misses this little checkbox you have to click before typing in your first and last name. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns
all
before that, though.
All this really says, it doesn't say what's in, it says renewal, it says budget, billing status, and then it says payment method, and that's all it says that I see. Or am I supposed to schedule this or hit this support or anything I'm supposed to hit here?
No, no. Yeah, so if you're in the email, it says local / initial invoice. There's a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms. Something like that. That's the one you have to click.
Did I do that?
Were you able to see that one? Click it?
Oh, I didn't click that yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, click that one. There you go. I was going to say, I'm like, no, there's definitely stuff in there.
Okay, so. Okay.
Perfect. Yep. So like I said, in the bottom there, there's a checkbox. It's kind of small. So, but yeah, you have to click that before you sign your name, or not sign. It's just to type in your name, first and last name. Once you get through. Okay. Did it take you to like a login type of thing?
Well, it just said, it said type in your first and last name, but I hit confirm signature and it's not doing anything.
If it took you back above where you're supposed to put your name in there, is there another checkbox you have to click as well?
No.
It would say something like, I confirm that I'm the blah, 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 something like that.
Oh, I certify. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. I told you, it catches literally everyone.
So I have to check both of them. There's one that says I agree to receive messages.
I would just because we don't do spam stuff out to you. And if you're missing something or we want to contact you on something important, we don't want to make sure you're missing any opportunities. It's very important.
Okay. Took me to a login page. So it's Michael Berryhill or MB Construction. What is it? The username.
Oh, yes. That's how I knew it to do it, right? So on Monday, make sure you're available. If you have to reschedule by any means, let us know. But our team will show you how to maneuver through there and develop the password and login for you, because that's called your dashboard. That's your tracking system. I was telling you about that. It's going to be your next best friend. I am dead serious. If you really want to have my best advice on this, there's two things to make this work very well for you. One being this dashboard. Keep track of it. Check it in whenever you can. Because customers, you never know if you miss something on your phone, and it will show in there, though. Okay? So it's very important.
All right.
The second thing is, communicate with our team. Do not hesitate to let them know, hey, listen, I don't like that ad. Or, hey, listen, I love that. Let's keep using it every 2 weeks, or whatever the case may be. So that's my best advice I can give to you, sir. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Michael, I'm going to say this. Welcome to the family. Congratulations, sir.
All right.
I'm going to move on with you. Okay. Yes, sir. You have my email now as well, too. That's the best way to contact me, because if I'm on the phone, I can always check my email and call you right after I'm off. And that way, if you ever need to upgrade or if you have further questions, you can ask me as well, too. Okay?
All right.
All right.
So
Michael,
nothing I need to do any further than this, right?
Nothing until Monday. On Monday is when our team will contact you, and I will try to call in with them, though, because I want to introduce you guys. But if I'm stuck in a meeting or on a call, they will definitely still give you a call. Okay, I'm going to keep track of that myself. So,
okay.
Very important. All right, Michael. Well, thank you for giving us this trust here. Let's earn the rest of that 99% of that trust, okay, by delivering. So
that sounds great.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful and safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Bye-bye now.